Why can't having a disorganized attachment style make a dating super tricky? If you don't know already, a disorganized attachment style is a blend of the anxious attachment and the avoidance attachment. The disorganized attachment style is also called fearful avoidance. So think of it this way. If you have a disorganized attachment style, you're both anxious and you're both avoidant. Basically, you got the best of both worlds, if you want to put it that way. Well, take a breath. Healing is possible also for those who have a disorganized attachment style. It took me a long time to figure out that I actually had this type of attachment for majority of my life. I didn't even know it. But it was the realization that sometimes I'm fearful, sometimes I am avoidant, sometimes I'm anxious, that made me realize that this is the attachment style that I have been playing out for majority of my life. I would say I'm more secure today, but that doesn't mean that these patterns still don't come up. The best part about gaining awareness around your attachment style is that you can consciously make better choices even when those anxieties or when those sensations of wanting to run away comes up. Okay, so when you're dating with a disorganized attachment style, you will feel the need, the desire to pull close to someone, but then out of nowhere, you can feel the opposite. And you will feel extremely confused because you still want love, you still want affection, you still want someone to spend your life with. But oftentimes, because the sense of wanting to run away when you get too close to this person, because of that, you tend to overlook good partners. You tend to overlook green flags. Sometimes someone you're dating may feel super boring because it's not really playing its trick on your nervous system that you're used to because you grew up in a chaotic household. So it can get a little tricky because of the need and the want to pull closer at times, and because of the need and the want to pull away at times. This confusing dynamic makes it very possible for you to pick the wrong partners, for you to date the wrong people, and for you to overlook the ones that are good for you, because the ones that are good for you, that provide the peace, that provide the calm, that provide the stability, it will feel foreign to your nervous system. And we do play out these patterns similar to those that we experienced growing up as children. So even though you consciously and cognitively think to yourself, I want a partner that makes me feel at peace, I want a partner that makes me feel safe, I want a partner I can communicate with, once that person comes across, even though it looks good on the resume, your subconscious will take over and say, nah, this is not the one. That doesn't feel right. I don't feel what I should be feeling when I'm in love. I'm not feeling, no. This is what happens. This is why dating can become extremely tricky with this attachment style, because it can be so unpredictable. So you want to stick around because we're going to continue to talk about this, because not becoming aware of the fact that you have a disorganized attachment style and how it plays out in your life will make you more drawn to emotionally unavailable people, right? People that pull away. But because of this combination, you will also be drawn to possessive people, and you won't even recognize that they're possessive first because you think that they're caring. You can attract more psychopaths. This is not to say that crazy people, so to speak, the toxic people don't come around and don't show up around everyone, but it is making you more susceptible to fall for the wrong type, for someone to control you, for someone to manipulate you, when you are not aware of your own pattern, okay? So if you stick around, I'm gonna save you a lot of years of headache, a lot of years of heartbreak, a lot of years of toxicity, because being in the wrong type of relationship will mess with your mental health. It will mess with your emotional health, your spiritual health, your physical health, right? It really affects your overall well-being. So if you're tired of dating bumps, getting into relationships with the wrong type of person, trust me, I've been there, done that. And of course, if there's anything you're gonna wanna ask moving forward, I will be sharing parts of my story as well, my experiences. But I've done so much work around this with my clients. I have written books, and I'm here to share more with you so you can avoid falling prey for the wrong type. Okay, so stick around. That way you'll learn how to attract royalty treatment, how to recognize when your pattern is kicking in, how you can heal consciously, but even with this style moving forward, you can make better choices even though you don't feel healed, because it's not reaching a state of complete sense, oh, I just feel great all the time. It's about having the awareness so you can make better choices, because it's the choices that we make that lead to the outcomes that we experience in our lives. So I hope you enjoy this. Stick around, leave a comment, and send me a message if you're ready to take your healing deeper, further.